Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. 15,000 households in Houston are at risk of having their water shut off due to unpaid bills. Our Shelby Rose joins us in studio this morning with what customers need to know before service shutoffs begin. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. According to Mayor John Whitmire, those 15,000 customers collectively owe about $30 million. It's specifically affecting customers who use a Census water meter, which is believed to have not inflated ratings, who owe more than $500 and haven't paid in at least 90 days. The move comes after a two-year pause on water disconnections while the city worked to address widespread meter and billing problems. As for when shutoffs will begin, Mayor Whitmire has previously said they could start today. However, Houston Public Works told Fox 26 only notices go out today. We're, of course, working to get that information clarified. Matt.
All right, Shelby. The city of Houston offers payment plans for outstanding bills. They also provide limited financial assistance to certain low-income residents above the age of 59 or who have a disability. Today marks the 60th anniversary of World Literacy Day. The Fort Bend County Library System is kicking off its first 24-hour virtual readathon this morning. Our Melissa Anahe reports on one of the special guest readers.
It's not every day a four-time Grammy Award-winning artist pulls up a chair for a community readathon, but Houston native Lizzo is doing just that, reading her favorite book growing up, Where the Wild Things Are.
But the wild things cried, "Oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so." And Max said, "No."
Lizzo is just one of many surprise guest readers on the free streaming program, which will feature elected officials, library staff, and city leaders promoting reading and literacy.
I'm so excited to be celebrating Library Card Sign Up Month and World Literacy Day with y'all and the Fort Bend County Libraries. What's up?
Readers of all ages are encouraged to join in on the fun starting at 10 a.m. Just search Fort Bend County Libraries on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Melissa Nahe, News 88.7.
A Houston woman is now the reigning Miss America. Reagan Hutzel heard her name called during the finale of the pageant on Sunday night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss America 2027. Miss Texas, Reagan Hutzel!
Hutzel won the Miss Houston contest on her way to winning Miss America. This is the first time a Texan has won the contest in more than 50 years. In sports, the Astros lost to the Diamondbacks 3-2 yesterday. They end up dropping the last two games in that series after winning the first game. Houston is still two games up over the Rangers, though, for first place in the American League West Division, and they will take on the Phillies tonight in their next game. That will be the first of a three-game series. It's 82 degrees right now here on the UH campus, and we're set up for a high of around 95 later today with around a 30% chance of thunderstorms. For more news,